from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Kanan, beautiful punt as Hester retreats to the 38, and he's past everybody except the punter, and he breezes past him, and it's Devin Hester's night to high step.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I didn't want to waste any more time. I want you to get up in here and not take any more time from your segment, Noel. Heard a little Devin Hester. That was from the Super Bowl. Was that? I heard some Jim Nance.
Hello.
You didn't do your hello, friend.
Hello, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. So, y'all know my brain has been all over the place. I have been.
You ain't the only one.
WNBA all through and through. Olympics all over the place. I've been trying to figure out who the Falcons are going to face week one versus the Steelers. Will it be Justin Fields? I've been trying to figure out what Georgia's going to do, what Michigan's going to do, what North Carolina's going to do in this football season. And one thing has passed me, you guys.
What's that? One thing
completely slipped me. The Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen some of it. Like, I saw when Devin Hester opened his gold jacket, and I liked it. I moved on. I had no concept of time of where we were on the calendar, if that makes sense. Did not realize we were here at the Hall of Fame. And so, it got me to thinking. When Greg mentioned it earlier this morning, I went and looked it up, pulled it up, saw some of the speeches and some of the other things I was doing behind the glass this morning. And it made me realize, guys, the NFL of my youth is going into the Hall of Fame. Like, I'm just now experiencing this. It's the NFL
welcome
of
to
my
our world.
Youth.
No, she, this is good because it's, yeah.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, we've already been there.
Exactly. Yeah, it's the NFL of my youth. Like, I'm looking and I'm like, Julius Peppers? That dude was a staple in my house. And not because we watched a whole bunch of Carolina, but because we watched a whole bunch of North Carolina.
There you go.
So I went from being, yay, Julius, to, ooh, retire.
Can I stop you? What was the most surprising thing about his speech? Because it was to me. Who was there supporting him? Did you know Sam?
Yeah, I saw that.
Jordan was in the he wasn't in behind the scenes. He wasn't with Jordan when you would think. You know, he's in the box over here and off to the side or behind the stage.
Say, no, he's
he
cheering.
He was sitting out there amongst the fans.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see that, but that was great. And it wasn't even though we know that Julius Peppers played some basketball, we know him as a football player though.
Right.
But for Mike to go out there and support him like that, that was cool.
And I thought that was even greater for me because that's my whole connection with North Carolina, right? Like my dad was a super Jordan head from Langley all the way through and through. Mm-hmm. So North Carolina was a staple in the house. I mean, VCR set on Saturdays, don't touch my TV type deal. So Julius Peppers has been in my house for better or worse with the Carolina Panthers the entire time. And now he's in the Hall of Fame? What?
Yeah.
I watched Devin Hester break.
Father Time is undefeated.
I watched him break. Deion, so I watched that high step. I have the jersey in my closet, the 17 Falcons. Yeah, see, not just a bear. The Falcon around here. We got to see the tail end of that greatness as he rolled into the sunset towards the gold jacket. I was there for it. I've seen a lot of I remember when Patrick Willis just up and retired out of nowhere. Went from being one of the best linebackers, top five linebackers in the league to, well, I'm going to preserve my health and my body and go do something else now.
Yeah.
I have a degree in engineering, so I'm going to go do that. What?
We all have that athlete that when they retired, that was when we officially felt old. That were the same age as us, and we just thought that person ain't never gonna retire. And when they retired, I was like, "How you gonna retire, man?" That's you know. So that's that. Things like that happen, you know.
And that's the next step for me. Like, the next step will be everybody my age going into the Hall of Fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm watching like the football of my middle school and high school years and early college years, and they're
who's that
you
person?
Know.
Who's that person that's gonna go into the Hall, male or female?
Brady.
That you go,
Brady.
It'll be that era, that era. You know, your Brady's, your Roethlisberger's, your Russell Wilson's, whoever, your Matt Ryan's, whatever. It's gonna be that era to make me really feel old.
And you know what? I forgot this yesterday. I should be slapped upside the head, which I'm sure you'll take great pride in doing. It was his birthday yesterday, and I didn't mention happy 47th birthday, Tom Brady.
Really?
47.
Yeah, it was
yesterday.
His birthday. He had all the rings on, and everybody was. Really
I ain't seen any pictures of him, but you know.
Yeah, it was Brady's birthday. Happy birthday,
Happy birthday to him. Move on. Let's go. I'm with you on that.
But and he will be one of the ones that make me go, man.
Yeah.
I sat through all of those Super Bowls. Eli Manning and Peyton Manning when they finally get in. That's what it felt like seeing. What was the indie player that I can't think of his name right now?
Dwight Freeney.
Freeney went in, and he was calling out names, the guys he played with, you know, Edgerrin James
exactly.
And Harrison.
Guys, yeah, I was setting my clock to, my watch to make sure I watched to see all the highlights and the special things they were going to do. They are all riding into the Hall of Fame. Like, they are all putting the gold jacket
and
on. And it's kind of crazy.
The things that gets me are guys that I covered in high school that go into the Hall of Fame. For me, I had
Only
one.
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin
all
Johnson.
Yeah.
And there's one who's on the list is getting close. Is Torrey Holt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
pulled the pin out.
He was on the,
was it him who pulled the pin out of his sock? Or out of the pad at the end zone after scoring a touchdown.
With New Orleans?
Yeah, he planted a pin in the pad in the end zone, the pad that goes around the goalpost.
Yep.
He planted, before the game, a Sharpie in there. And so if he scored a touchdown,
the cell phone. He had the cell phone.
Oh, who was the one that had the pin and autographed the ball?
Yeah, Horn had the cell phone.
I'm talking about Torrey Holt that played for the Rams.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Greatest show on turf.
I covered him in high school in North Carolina. And so I'm saying that I was kind of selfish with those guys, people that I covered in high school, as they get to go in the Hall of Fame. I'm like,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yikes.
Y'all really going to feel old next year because you know who headlines those next year? Eli Manning.
And that's what I'm saying.
And Marshawn Lynch.
And that's what I'm saying. And those are the people that's going to start making me because now we're going from the people that I watched as a kid to the people that were the same age as me playing at the same time. Because now I'm in the era where everybody's younger than me.
Yep.
They all
yep.
whippersnappers now.
Yep.
Whippersnappers.
I'm like, when did I get here?
you know, pretty soon, and it's not just football players. We're going to be talking Ray Allen and Paul Pierce. And she goes,
Yeah. I'm kind of already there, like seeing LeBron, like I was saying last week.
Even like WNBA, because we have a future Hall of Famer playing for Atlanta Dream now. You know,
Tina Charles, who is my age. You see what I'm saying?
She, welcome to the club.
She's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer.
So, yeah. I mean, she's just racking up the numbers. Like, Tina Charles' career is impeccable. And that's kind of what the Hall of Fame is representing for me now, like seeing all this greatness that I grew up watching. And seeing people that I grew up that grew up from college into the pros, and now I'm watching them ascend to the next stage of their career, whether that's broadcasting or if you're Patrick Willis going to be an electrical engineer or whatever it is, it's kind of amazing and remarkable. Like, it's not just, you know, the 80s and the 90s people that, you know, still trying to get. Like, it was cool when we saw Andre Reed finally get in a few years ago. You know, people like Mongo. You know, like, they shouldn't have took Snape to die to be a Hall of Fame quarterback or whatever. But, like,
well,
seeing the people...
Well, see, that gets us back to those writers again, and don't get me started.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But see, I feel the same way you do about that. Yeah. But seeing the people that I watched every week, whose stats that I saw, people I've been tweeting about. Twitter ain't even that old. People that I was tweeting about, and now they have gold jackets. That is insane.
This is the thing. Nobody wants to be pushed when it comes to their age.
Right, right.
But things like
this are doing it. Right.
And she's like, no, you ain't supposed to be that old. Then you want to cut yourself in half and count your rings.
It's like, you know how every team has, like, the media stuff they do, the play in between commercial breaks and all the stuff at the games, right? And so you'll have, like, 90s night, and you'll take these Super 2000 babies and ask them a bunch of questions that make me feel old.
Right.
Like, how do you put a cassette in a tape deck? For real, y'all? Really? Really?
Show them a Walkman.
You know what I mean? I'm like, is this how my brother and sister feel about the rotary phone? Like, is it that far of a concept?
Wow.
Can I ask you a question, a serious question? Because actually this is a barbershop conversation, but you touched on it a little bit when she mentioned the Hall of Fame and one person going in next year. It was just between these two people, Marshawn Lynch and Michael Vick. Off the top of your head, dude, am I talking about Hall of Famers?
Yes.
Okay.
Michael Vick?
Those two names and the influence, because sometimes it's influence. Like, we just got through talking about a guy who went in Grant Hill because of his college career.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I said yes on Vick, because his influence is undeniable. I mean, look at the quarterback position right now. Look at what everybody is vying for.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. Somebody that can do at least a little bit of shake and bake, right?
Yep.
So you
that gets you in? Does that get you in?
I don't know. Like, to Greg's point, it's going to be up to the writers and what they feel his impact is. I don't know.
Those people are going to crunch numbers,
and that's the other thing. People will crunch numbers.
Well, there's two sides of his career, right? Like, you had the more technical side. I feel like in Philadelphia, where he was actually, you know, learning plays and going through progressions and all those things, and then you have the super athletic, exciting side, which was
the eyeball test.
Right, which is what we saw yesterday.
Which is why the best thing I think the NFL has done, and baseball's done the same thing too. They've got this veterans committee, or they call it different, and they use people who played the game, whose eyes are working, and they're saying, "You writers, you got your stats. You can go over there and chew on them." Randy Gradishar was the baddest linebacker when he played, and you should have put him in there 10 years ago, and they put him in. And we've talked about, we saw with Alan Trammell in baseball as far as. Guys left off the list. Boy, in my house, they're talking about Lou Whitaker. Crazy wants Lou Whitaker in there. And it's that veterans committee that will do it.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen player after player over the years be brought in because that league realized, okay, the guys that are putting them in are just looking at numbers. But we should have the input of these players who can tell this guy was an Hall of Famer. He was one of the best players during the time he played. And they're righting some wrongs in the minds of a lot of people.
Sterling Sharp is kind of waiting for that.
Yes, yeah. I need that. I'm going to tell you a player that I've been fighting for years. It's a special teamer, and I feel like we need to put more respect on special teams.
Okay.
Steve Tasker should be a Hall of Famer.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Me either.
The way he was downing the ball on the 10 at a regular basis, like, if you do special teams correctly, if you actually scout for it, if you prepare for it, special teams is a weapon. It can flip a game. It can flip a field. And somebody like Devin Hester and Steve Tasker, they did it differently, but they did it, and they did it consistently.
And the special players, the special team players, not just football, have started to get. It's coming slow. Mm-hmm. I think the first person that they acknowledged like that when they put the kicker, Jan Stenerud. who played for Kansas City.
Yeah.
He was one of the first ones. And then little by little, you got these special team players.
Did Ray Guy get in?
Yes.
Ray Guy got in.
Yeah.
The only one I was in baseball was designated hitter from Seattle. Edgar
Martinez.
That dude should have been in before he got in, but he eventually got in.
What you got with Harold Baines?
What
you think about him?
He got promoted a lot quicker in the minds of people who followed him with the White Sox than he should have been. He was a very, very good player. Great. That's up for debate, but when I watched him, he didn't do anything great. He did compile some numbers, but I wouldn't have a problem if he goes in. But that's one of those borderline ones, Harold Baines, to me at least. And there's other ones. How can we even mention any more basketball dudes? Like six men?
There should be more. Like does Lou Will as two-time six man of the year, is that enough to get into?
I don't know if you can do that in basketball, though.
What's that?
Having that outlier position. There is no real outlier position in basketball where you special teams player or relief pitcher, something like that. You're in the game or you ain't in the game.
True. But is there, because I don't know, so I really am asking, but is there like that special consideration for that consistent six man? Because that is a position that we give an award to consistently. So why wouldn't that be something that we...
The Vinnie Johnson Award? The Microwave Award coming off the bench?
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, just like stats that we started keeping as the game went on.
Sacks?
You'd always keep sacks.
Yeah, you're right.
That's something.
Deacon Jones invented sacks.
Magic
the
invented
concept.
The triple-double, or it was the first person to start doing that, even though Oscar did it for a year.
Oscar.
Who was the one that Deacon Jones?
Yep, Deacon Jones, with the sacks.
With the sack. Well, actually,
they gave it a name.
Yeah, they gave it a name.
They'd always have been getting the quarterback. They just didn't have a name for it and didn't have a category. Didn't keep the stat. Yeah.
So, future
Hall of Famers, y'all.
So, congratulations to all the Hall of Famers, future, past, and present.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a little misty when you saw Steve McMichael? Did you watch all that? Are you going to watch it later?
I saw a little bit of that, and that's another thing I've been out of the loop of, because he's one of my favorite football personalities, to be honest, Mongo.
Thank you, right? He's one of my favorite personalities, but he was a guy too.
Yeah, no, he was. Those are two different things, right? And if you're somebody that can be both, you definitely got a career on your hands, right? So he's one of those people that will both.
He was allowed to do what he did because of the guy who played next to him, who will not get in the Hall of Fame, but be the most one of the most remembered people of that 85 Bears team, and that's the Fridge.
Yeah,
You were not running through that line when the Fridge was there.
Not at all.
And McMichael and Dan Hampton to do their thing.
Yep.
And in Singletary coming in, and you had Wilbur Marshall on the outside, and oh, please don't get me started.
Wilson.
Thank you.
You gonna maybe put the Super Bowl shuffle on?
Yeah, man. Know about them folks.
So anyway, thank you, Noelle's World.
I know
for this day.
She on target today,
but she's feeling old today.
She's feeling a certain kind of way.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to continue talking about these little off the beaten path parts of sports where Sam was a part of an event not too long ago with officiating which brought you there. And then they gave you a little bit of swag, too.
Yeah.
And you brought it back here. And you're keeping it in the box. You're not going to take it out.
I'm not going to take it out.
You're going to give it a little test run?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to talk about that and everything surrounding that. Also, Miles Garrett from Fox 5 is going to join us. And got a fresh casting. Okay.
Michael Vick?
Those two names. And the influence. Because sometimes it's influence. Like, we just got through talking about a guy who went in Grant Hill because of his college career.
Yeah. And that's exactly why I said yes on Vic, because his influence is undeniable. Look at the quarterback position right now. Look at what everybody is vying for.
That's why I asked. Yeah.
Somebody that can do at least a little bit of shake and bake, right?
Yep.
So
Does that get you in?
I don't know. Like, to Greg's point, it's going to be up to the writers and what they feel his impact is. I don't know.
Those people are going to crunch numbers.
And that's the other thing. People will crunch numbers.
Well, there's two sides of his career, right? Like, you had the more technical side, I feel like, in Philadelphia, where he was actually, you know, learning plays and going through progressions and all those things. And then you have the super athletic, exciting side, which was
the eyeball test.
Right, which is what we saw yesterday. Which is why the
best thing I think the NFL has done, and baseball's done the same thing too. They've got this veterans committee, or they call it different, and they use people who played the game, whose eyes are working, and they're saying, "You writers, you got your stats. You can go over there and chew on them." Randy Gradishar was the baddest linebacker when he played, and you should have put him in there 10 years ago, and they put him in. And we've talked about we saw with Alan Trammell in baseball as far as. guys left off the list. Boy, in my house, they're talking about Lou Whitaker. Crazy wants Lou Whitaker in there. And it's that veterans committee that will do it.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen player after player over the years be brought in because that league realized, okay, the guys that are putting them in are just looking at numbers. But we should have the input of these players who can tell this guy was an Hall of Famer. He was one of the best players during the time he played. And they're righting some wrongs in the minds of a lot of people.
Sterling Sharp is kind of waiting for that.
Yes, yeah. I need that. I'm going to tell you a player that I've been fighting for years. It's a special teamer, and I feel like we need to put more respect on special teams.
Okay.
Steve Tasker should be a Hall of Famer.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Steve Tasker.
No problem. Neither.
The way he was down on the ball on the 10 at a regular basis, like, if you do special teams correctly, if you actually scout for it, if you prepare for it, special teams is a weapon. It can flip a game. It can flip a field. And somebody like Devin Hester and Steve Tasker, they did it differently, but they did it, and they did it consistently.
And the special players, the special team players, and not just football, have started to get. It's coming slow.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first person that they acknowledged like that when they put a kicker, Jan Stenerud, who played for Kansas City.
Yeah.
He was one of the first ones. And then little by little, you got these special team players.
Did Ray Guy get in?
Yes.
Ray Guy got in.
Yeah.
The little one I was at baseball was designated hitter from Seattle. Edgar
Martinez.
Martinez. That dude should have been in before he got in, but he eventually got in.
What you got with Harold Baines?
Harold
Baines. What do you think
about
him? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
he
got promoted a lot quicker in the minds of people who followed him with the White Sox than he should have been. He was a very, very good player. Great. That's up for debate. But when I watched him, he didn't do anything great. He did compile some numbers, but I wouldn't have a problem if he goes in. But that's one of those borderline ones, Harold Baines, to me at least. To me at least. And there's other ones. With how come we didn't mention any more basketball dudes? Like six men?
Good point. Like, yeah, there should be more. Like, okay, like, does Lou Will as 2-time sixth man of the year, is that enough to get into?
See,
I don't know if you can do that in basketball though.
What's that?
Having that outlier position, there is no real outlier position in basketball where you special teams player or relief pitcher, something like that. You're in the game or you ain't in the game.
True. But is there, because I don't know, so I really am asking, but is there like that special consideration for that consistent six man? Because that is a position that we give an award to consistently, so why wouldn't that be something that we...
The Vinnie Johnson Award? The Microwave Award coming off the bench?
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, just like stats that we started keeping as the game went on. You'd always keep sacks.
Yeah, you're right.
Jones invented sacks.
Magic invented
the
triple-double, or it was the first person to start doing that, even though Oscar did it for a year. Who was the one that Deacon Jones?
Yep, Deacon Jones, with the sacks.
With the sack. Well, actually, he did.
Well, they gave it a name.
Yeah, they gave it a name.
They'd always been getting the quarterback. They just didn't have a name for it and didn't have a category. Didn't keep a stat. Yeah.
So, future
Hall of Famers, y'all.
So, congratulations to all the Hall of Famers, future, past, and present.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a little misty when you saw Steve McMichael? Did you watch all that? Are you going to watch it later?
I saw a little bit of that, and that's another thing I've been out of the loop of, because he's one of my favorite football personalities, to be honest, Mongo.
Thank you. Right.
He's one of my favorite personalities, but he was a too. Yeah, no, he was. Those are two different things, right? And if you're somebody that can be both, you definitely got a career on your hands, right? So he's one of those people that were both.
He was allowed to do what he did because of the guy who played next to him, who will not get in the Hall of Fame, but be the most one of the most remembered people of that 85 Bears team, and that's the Fridge.
Yeah,
You were not running through that line when the Fridge was there.
Not at all.
And McMichael and Dan Hampton to do their thing.
Yep.
And then Singletary coming in, and you had Wilbur Marshall on the outside, and oh, please don't get me
Wilson.
Thank you.
You're going to make me put the Super Bowl shuffle on.
Yeah, man. Know about them folks.
So, anyway, thank you, Noelle's World.
I know.
For this day.
She on target today.
But she's feeling old today.
She's feeling a certain kind of way.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to continue talking about these little off-the-beaten-path parts of sports where Sam was a part of an event not too long ago with officiating, which what brought you there. And then they gave you a little bit of swag, too.
Yeah.
And you brought it back here. And you're keeping it in the box. You're not going to take it out.
I'm not going to take it out.
You're going to give it a little test, bro?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to talk about that and everything surrounding that. Also, Miles Garrett from Fox 5 is going to join us. And got a fresh casting along with a story. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Mr. Crenshaw experienced at one of the studios here, talking about a project having to do with the Olympics. We're bringing this thing back. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.